Well, let me tell you, it sounds like you got a smile on the dial. Not so for Denise Drysdale, who had a little bit of an oopsie filming Channel 7's mini golf show, Holy Molly. What's going on with the shoulder injury?
Yes, a quick recap for anybody who's not aware. 3 weeks ago, Denise was up in Queensland, 3:30 a.m. in the morning, filming their new show, Channel 7's new show, Holy Molly. She was hooked up to electrodes and was getting shocked each time she missed a putt on the putt-putt course, slipped on the green and fractured her shoulder in three places. Now, fast forward to yesterday, and she was on the Studio 10 program, and she said that she still has her arm in a sling and very much has a long road ahead. She's off to the dock again in 4 weeks' time and then undergoing a course of rehab. Interestingly, when this first happened, it was reported that she was playing up to the cameras at the time and that was the cause of her injury. She said yesterday that that was not the case and pointed to the fact that she was doing just what was required of her and that she thought that the segment shouldn't have actually happened. It is understood that the workplace health and safety mob up there in Queensland are investigating. They've been involved since the beginning, as per usual practices. So there could be more to come on that front. And you would also presume that it might be probably likely that she would seek compensation either from Channel 7 or from the production company or through the WorkCover organisation up there in Queensland. So a little bit more to come on that front.
Also in a little bit of trouble, of course, Craig McLaughlin. The countdown is on the onto the start of his assault trial.
It is. It starts on Monday in the Magistrates Court here in Melbourne. Almost 3 years since the allegations first came to light in an expose that featured on the ABC. That particular expose is currently the subject of defamation proceedings brought by Craig, but it led to a series of criminal charges. Some of them have been dropped already. 12 of them still remain, though. 7 of indecent assault, 6 of common assault. So Monday, that trial will get underway. Craig will be giving evidence for the very first time via video link from Sydney. Obviously, anybody would understand it's been quite a trying and undoubtedly stressful time for him, but not just for him. For his accusers, for all of the witnesses, and for everybody involved in this particular case. So hopefully once this trial gets underway on Monday, there is a conclusion sooner rather than later, so everybody involved can just move on with their lives accordingly.
I can't believe it's been 3 years. It seems like only yesterday we started talking about it.
Well, yeah, I sort of tend to think we've been talking about it for quite a while, to be honest with you. It sort of dragged on through the various stages, and it really sort of only got to court probably within the last 12 months or so in terms of the criminal proceedings. And then once all of this is over, depending on the outcome, then the defamation proceedings may commence from a civil perspective. So as you know, I said there, you know, it's been probably a stressful time for Craig, his career, not taking anything away from his accusers or anybody else involved, but you know, his career has been put on hold throughout this whole process. So hopefully there is a conclusion for everybody's sake in the foreseeable future, probably sooner rather than later, hopefully.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, our own illusionist Cosentino, has scored himself a special gig in Asia.
Yes, he's really, really big over there in Asia. They love him over there. He's appeared on Asia's Got Talent, obviously a big deal here in Australia as well. But the major entertainment channel over there in Asia, AXN, has partnered up with, and this is an absolute mouthful, so I'll read it for you. It's the Republic of Indonesia's Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. They've teamed up with the AXN channel and they've put together or recruited a whole lot of artists. There's about 20 of them from 7 different places all around the world who are going to do a big tribute performance and show to all the frontline workers all around the world. So not just in Asia or here in Australia, but everywhere. And they're going to stream that on their Facebook and their YouTube channel on the 28th of November. So a really, really big deal. Other artists involved, there's Mel C, one of the former Spice Girls, and Michael Bolton, and there's a few more artists to be announced in the coming weeks, so a big event to take place pretty soon.
Good on him. Jaden, to wrap up the Big Show Entertainment Report this morning, probably the worst-kept footy secret has finally been confirmed.
It has, Buddy and Jacinta Franklin. Obviously, they already have one child, baby daughter Tallulah, that was born just a few months ago. But it was reported a month or a couple of months ago that they were expecting their second child. She has now confirmed the news. They're expecting another baby. No word on the gender or anything as yet, but we know that the baby is due March next year, which will be about a month or so after their first daughter turns one. So I think it's probably fair to say they'll have their hands full next year.
Absolutely. Always great to catch up. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, the Big Show Entertainment Report. We'll talk to you next week, Jaden, and I believe I can hear Kmart calling.
Possibly. I'm not that desperate to get down there at midnight, but maybe in a couple of days, perhaps. Happy shopping.